Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach, Sean Chakowski, and I'm here with August Shields. Hi, August.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Awesome, awesome. And we may be joined by Moni. Oh, there's Moni Visco, just in
I'm
time.
Here. Yeah.
She's here. Hi, Moni. How are you?
I'm sorry. My clock on my computer is slow.
Oh, there we go.
And then when you texted me, I was like, oh, my God, my phone says 12 o'clock.
We have you now. We all have to sync our clocks. It's good. It's all good. Well, welcome, Moni. So we are here all together, and we can be found at the Western Arc Life Coaching Center website. You can find our bios and our information on how to contact us at wnylifecoaching.com. And I want to give our phone lines, which is 657-383-1996. And I won't inundate you all with the classes, but look online. We have some cool things coming up today, actually, at the Bookworm in East Aurora. We have an advanced essential oil class going on. We have a meditation and Reiki share, which is, and I should look at my calendar. I want to say it's a Friday, April 24th at the site. And then we have a big yoga glow party, which is a collaborative, event with the West New York Life Coaching Center and Buffalo Wellness Center. So look online and come join us. A great way to connect. So we are going to talk, and I want to thank you, August. You found this article and you sent it to me. It is called The 10 Best Ways to Make Yourself Smile. And I'm trying to see if there's an author. I always like to give kudos to that. Can you tell me how you found that?
Just stumbled on it, actually. It just resonated with me. It spoke to me.
Excellent. And I want to tell you two reasons why I absolutely love this article. And two tools to life coaching is, A, number one, it's how to make yourself smile. There's some empowerment in that you have the ability to make yourself smile. So we will go into that. That's life coaching one. I think I get lots of people knocking on my door that sometimes need help, not only in self-love, self-empowerment, but looking at their own inner power that they have the potential to make themselves smile. And then secondly, this article says that it can be simple, and I love that. My father always used to tell me, whether I didn't realize he was coaching me at a young age, but whenever I would come with my concerns, he would always tell me, keep it simple, Sean, keep it simple. And I love that. And it really does, you know, and when things get really cloudy and anxiety and craziness, I hear those words of my father, keep it simple, keep it simple. And sometimes, you know, we need to kind of embrace that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, simple is good. It's easy to remember. It's easy to work with. And myself, I know that if it starts to get complicated, I have trouble tethering my brain. It tends to go in 14 directions at one time. So keeping it simple keeps the focus easy, and it keeps it fun. Keeps it enjoyable.
Moni, how about you?
Yeah, no, I agree, because I think people think it's hard. Like, they make things harder, and they'll say, well, you try to keep it simple, they're like, yeah, but somebody has to worry, or, you know, they make it more complicated, and you're like, well, I don't understand how it's easier to be mad or to be sad, or, you know what I mean? I think they're resistant to it for some reason. I don't know, but yeah, keeping it simple, it's not that hard.
And let me take just a step further, because I do think, and this just came up the other day, I was coaching and we were talking about writer's block. And even anyone out there, if you get into an activity, you know how sometimes you're just like trying to plow through something and it's difficult and it's hard. And the best course of action for that, and I was explaining to the person, is to completely shift to something different, something simple. It can be as simple as, I think we've talked about this before in one of our conversations, taking a shower. You know, I would tell her, if you're in a writer's block, just stop, take a deep breath, go walk, take a simple shower. Okay, because that will, first of all, increase your creativity, inspire you, The harder you try sometimes at things, sometimes the more we stay in that state. I love to express that because I do think a lot of times, you know, happiness, sadness, anger, those are all things we experience. and there's a state. You can either stay in the state or you can release the state. But that's a deeper tool to keeping it simple. But I'm not keeping it simple, so I won't go there.
Yeah.
But let's go into what are some of these ways to really truly to make yourself smile. I know a lot of people, they'll come to my door and be like, money, you know. A better job, or and then start talking about all the ailments that they're sensing and where they are. But again, this is like writer's block. We want to start where we can start. You know, we want to start manifesting how to make ourselves feel good, and sometimes that leads us into the direction for the step two, which is what I brought up. So, do you guys have any tips you like to share that you'd like to share with others, or simple ways to brighten the day internally for oneself?
For me,
go ahead.
It's number one, serve others. That really works well for me. It's all about raising our own vibration and getting into that state of love and understanding, compassion, all the things that make us a good listener, that make people want to be around us. It can be, I'm really well known for going into a 7-Eleven and whoever's in line in front of me or behind me, sometimes both, I just buy their coffee or their soda. And it's just to make them smile. And I had one guy, I'll never forget it, young guy, and he knew the cashier real well. He had a soda. And she said, "Boy, you look like you're having a rough day." And he said, "I don't even want to talk about it." He said, "You cannot imagine." And I said, "Well, let me buy your soda." And he said, "Well, I got to get gas, too." I said, "How much gas do you need?" He said, "Only got enough for a gallon." I said, "Put 20 in his tank, you know, put 20 on the pump, and let me buy his soda." And he looked kind of puzzled, and he stood there for a minute, and the gal behind the counter just kind of smiled. And he walked out, but then he came back in. And with his big smile on his face, he said, "You have no idea what you just did for my life." And
isn't that awesome?
Everybody
oh, my gosh,
smiles.
Give me the chills. That's great.
It's so easy. And it's about raising our vibration. I got my vibration up. I got his vibration up. Even the cashier, a couple other people in the store just looked up and smiled. It was just like a little smile party. It's really simple. It doesn't have to cost anything, though. I am really free with compliments. I had a really good friend of mine that used to be my neighbor tell me, "The one thing I remember about you every day and the thing I miss about not living there the most is every time you saw me, you had something nice to say about my hair, about my nails, about the way I was dressed, about the way I looked. Even if I was a mess, you would tell me how radiant I looked and how nice it is to be around you." It doesn't cost anything, takes a few seconds, and really makes a difference in your own life.
Awesome. And it's so, I mean, August, you're talking about that vibration, and it does. It's like, and people don't even, like, we're like antennas, or we can receive, we can send out, emit, and how you turn your day around and somebody else's day, and actually it's contagious. It's contagious. It spreads.
Yes.
Did you guys, and this brings me, I know you said not money, but it just brought me to the intention of the, did you watch the news yesterday about the young entrepreneur or the young business owner that had his company? And he's like, I think did you guys check this out, where he makes like about $1 million? So what he did was he decided to give himself, take his income down, and give all of his employees like some like crazy amount of raise. Like I don't remember if it was 70%, but all of them, he sent that out. And he said his intention was that he saw how hard life is, and that he wanted to send that message out. There were people there were saying how much that transformed their life. And it's not about the money, but I just want to talk about that vibration, because I was like, oh, if this could spread, can you imagine how contagious?
Mm-hmm.
The one couple
was
saying they were.
This morning.
Did Did you? And then they're like, oh, we can start our family now. And I was just like, you know, that simple act for him is like transforming for so many people, you know? Yeah, it's just,
oh my God, that's amazing.
It was
just
amazing.
Like on a higher level, but yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry, August, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Now, he was making $1 million a year, and he cut his salary to $70,000. And the reason he did that is he wanted everyone in his company to make the same amount as he did. So whether they were making $35,000 or $50,000, everybody was raised to $70,000 a year over the course
of
3 years.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what an incredible thing to for a CEO, young guy, mm-hmm. to be that concerned and that aware of what this will do for him, what it'll do for his people. Think about the impact it has on people that just can't wait to get to work now, that are so excited. And there it is again. It brings that vibration, and it's good for everybody concerned, and it becomes contagious. They were some happy people.
Yeah, it was just totally inspiring. And
really
kudos to him. And again, I think, like we said, it was just what he is sending out. And it is that shift we're seeing, and it's very exciting. But even in the smallest things, it doesn't even have to be, you know, that was obviously made headline news. But I tell people,
yes.
You're right, a smile. Like if I'm like in a crazy day and I just take a moment and you smile and somebody receives that or vice versa, that shifts your pattern in the day. I mean, it can be that simple, and it opens. Here it is. It opens possibility. It opens you. It opens you. Opens, opens, opens. I think that's a huge because we do have a few people that come in our door stuck all the time. In a fun,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be rocket scientists. We don't have to all of a sudden recreate your next, you know, job. You know, it can be that simple to get the flow into your life, to start opening that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good stuff. What about you, Moni? You have one that you'd like to share?
No, I think more of just like when I'm in a place where I need to, you know, you're feeling negative thoughts or you're not feeling good. My little tool is I think of my kid. I don't, mm-hmm. like I'll think of, mm-hmm. it really just warms my heart. You know, I say it to my son because he's just very an affectionate kid. You know, he's always like, hugging, and he's just an affection. I said, oh, you know, Jonathan, whenever I think of you, you know, you make my heart smile. And he's like, what does that mean, Mom? And I'm like, it's just like,
that.
It feels, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels good to think of him because he's just so funny. You know, just, and my daughter too, like when I just think how much I love them. You know what I mean? And then it kind of makes me feel, it just raises me up. And then I'm able to, you know, not get out of that whatever road I was going down, which wasn't going to be productive.
And, you know, that correlates because we do have a list of 10, and I want to say, not that one of it is pray, and I'm not saying you're praying, but it is having a higher belief, something that, you know, you can take time, you know, you see your world differently when you know, you think of your children, and obviously that is, you know, something that brings you that much profound, you know,
mm-hmm.
profoundness in your life. So it can be any
mm-hmm.
form. So
yes.
Yeah, that is. Mhm, mhm. I love that. I'll share mine. On the list was number 2. My big one is like when I'm like, you know, whether I'm in a funk or I need to brighten my day. Big one, go outside. I am a love to feel that I am on this earth. I love to be, I feel connected, and I'm reminded of that I'm here not just to, you know, put dinner on the table, clean the house, do work. I go outside, and it does,
mm-hmm.
it brings me, you know, that I'm actually having a life experience, and that what does it for me is really going outside, getting a fresh air, listening to the birds chirp. In the winter, I coach this with people. I can't get outside that often because we live in Buffalo, and it's, you know, I try to go get some fresh air, but it's, yeah, I admit I don't like the cold. So what I have done, I found I actually went to like a Michael's store, and they have a beautiful birch twig, and it's actually a cut twig, and it's quite beautiful. They use it for like art, but I put that in my office. And when I'm having a good day, I actually look at the stick because it grounds me and brings me back outside. So there's, you know, like money too. I mean, if you, I'm sure you could possibly, you know, put a picture of your children, you know, look at your children if we need some constant cues in. But, yeah, definitely stepping outside, walking barefoot on the grass. Here's a big one, very simple. And when it's nice out, just lay on the earth and look up in the sky. You know, you actually feel the rotation of the earth, and that is such a grounding, grounding tool. Very simple. It doesn't cost anything. We all have the ability.
That's part. Yep.
And it does rejuvenate. Want to keep going, guys? You here? Want someone else to throw something out there? What's another simple way to make yourself smile? Need help?
Get inspired is one that they list.
Yes. So,
and
go
being
ahead.
An artist, I like to get inspired. I like to go look at other people's work and just, I love looking at other people's work, and there's so many different artists and different styles and different things out there. And very often when I'm kind of that writer's block, not the writer's block, but the artist can't think of anything to paint. And and just start looking at what other people have done, and it just opens the horizon because they do so many different things, and I start to feel their joy. I feel what they're putting, what they put on the canvas or on the paper, and what they've put out for other people to look at. But then I kind of study it and try to see where they were coming from, and kind of make a connection like that. And it's very, very inspiring because you start to feel what they were feeling when they did their work, and it's really inspiring. So get inspired. Quotes. I love keeping quotes on my desktop and just looking at them. Some of my favorites. One that always makes me smile is I love Einstein, and one that always makes me smile if I'm really feeling bad. He says the difference between genius and stupidity is that genius does have its limits.
I love it.
That makes me smile. I'm not being negative. It just makes me smile because we just need something to make us smile when we're starting down that road. And I like what Money said is when we start down that road that we know is not going to take us to a good place, find a way to turn around and get out of it and make yourself smile.
I mean, one of the things which sounds. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to.
Okay, no, I was just going to say when you were like, the simplicity is is just smile. Like even if you don't feel like it, because you know we talked a little bit about Qigong last time, and one of the exercises is if you like raise your eyebrows up and smile, it changes your energy. So it's like. That's even the most simple thing, you know, not even to have to think of, just do it. Just smile.
Right.
And
turn it around upside down.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like it sounds ridiculous, but I think it has a real physiological effect on our bodies. So it will, you can't, it's like hard. That's what, according to the Qigong principles, like when your eyebrows are raised like that and your mouth, it's like, your body, it's like you can't be sad, kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, it starts with that. So I think that's just a really simple one. It's just smile.
Just put a smile on,
even when you don't feel like it.
Very much.
I agree with you. And the other thing I was going to add to August is talking about the Inspire, too. I do this, and they specifically write it. It's such a good tool. Like, if you have something that's bothersome, worrisome, you know, that's, they say that's kind of like shifting your happiness away from you. And I've done this. I'll Google that concern and do inspirational quotes. So it's almost like I like look for a potion. Then, because I'm really big on, like, if you guys go on Facebook, people are posting those inspirational quotes all the time. So sometimes I look for them. You know, like if I have a client that's going through something, I'll just try to find like something like that to send to them. But yeah, it works. It really does work. I mean, you know, if it's you're looking for peace, Google peace and get, you know, see what comes up. And that's what I think that is a great idea too is it helps allow inspiration in. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're like, what, you know, like I know, like for me, like I'll go out and, like you said, August, and I love nature. I'll bring my phone and I'll just look for a moment, just a moment. And I, if you look at some of my pictures, I'll post them on Facebook and just try to capture that. And it's so inspiring. But if you are still trying to figure out what inspires you, go do the duality. Find what doesn't. Google it and find the reverse. You know, find the reflection of it, and that can help you. You know, that can help open things. So, but yes, I do. There is something about. I'll even be in a cruddy mood, Moni, or even with my kids, and I'll go up to them and I'll just do like the Joker smile at them, and they can't help but laugh because it's so like you know. Again, it's that duality. Okay, I'm going to see myself now in a different light. Or this is funny. It made us laugh too. He's going to kill me. My poor husband. We were at the ice rink and he was kind of being grouchy, and me and my son were laughing, saying he was the Grinch. So we found a picture of the Grinch and we sent it to him, and it made him laugh. You know, it just lifted the heaviness. You know, and again, it's that vibration too. You know, if you sense that you're at a lower vibration, maybe we can try to lift it. Yep. Any others? This one, I so do. I teach people too in coaching, is really if you want to make yourself smile, then treat yourself. You know, for some reason people think that's not a good thing, but it is. You know, treat yourself. How would your best friend treat you? You know, there's nothing to say you can't do that to yourself. I know people who get in a really big funk, and again, if they keep feeding that funk, and that's what I was saying with the writer's block, the funk may not dissipate. So I say, you know, what is it? I mean, is it that, do you need to go and just go get your nails done? I mean, just do something that feels well, feels good. I think, Moni, you and I were talking about this. I was like, I told you I like spa, and you're like, you're not into spas. Where I can, like, lay on there and get massaged, but you said you like to stimulate your mind, right? You seem to enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think you're right, because in terms of just getting away from what you're doing, because I think it's that whole, it's all mental chatter, you know, that when if you're upset about something and your thoughts are spiraling or whatever, and it's just the same way as like when you're looking for something and you're looking and looking and you have no idea where you put it, but then when you step back and you start doing something else, it just comes to you. And I think that it's kind of similar to that. It's like the writer's block thing. It's like when you're not, your mind will take you away from the true, you know, meet whatever you're trying to say, like whatever you're trying to express, your true expression, your thoughts might be blocking you. But when you step away from it, then it'll just come out because you already know the answer.
Yes, I get it.
Yes,
you start receiving it. Yep. No, I agree. So, yeah, step away a little bit. Do something that feels good. Go in your flow. try to you know, go with the flow a bit. You know, and I want to share this one because this is my big culprit. A big way to make yourself smile is to put your phone down. Put your electronics away. I do, and I know that's where, and it is true. Like, if I'm, you know, you get caught, and there's a two-part in this. You get so caught in the fast pace, you forget about the process. I was just sharing the other night that I took my kids down to this old-time, locally it's called the Broadway Market. It's like a tradition. It's been there for eons. And they had the Easter Bunny there. And Moni, I think I was explaining this to you. And my kids got a picture with the Easter Bunny. And the fellow taking the picture took a picture with a Polaroid camera. Now, my kids were like, what is that? You know, he pulled out the picture and he's fanning it and blowing it. And the kids thought it was like a magic trick. Like, all of a sudden, wow, you know, this picture of us appeared. But it was a real eye-opener for me that you know, you grew up probably some of us with the Polaroid camera, but how removed we are in a fast-paced society of processing things. So, it's really important to shut off, you know, the electronics and get in touch, and that can go into our other one, but, you know, get in touch with with just being, you know, go outside, mm-hmm. you know, go connect with other people. And I think that's what we're, you know, go, you know, just try to get back into the flow of things. And they show mm-hmm. that excessive use of devices can lead to, and they say in this article, sleep disorders, stress, and depression. They said, leave the World Wide Web behind and be present in the real world.
Yeah.
And it I mean, it does suck yeah. you in. So it's almost a discipline, too, you know. Which brings me to a passion of mine. way of countering that, I want to say, a simple way is to make a practice to stay present. We all, I think it's one thing to talk about it, and I do coach people. It can be a simple thing, but to have a daily way of remembering to be present. Again, I told you it was simple. My tip was I have, you know, I do breathing, but we'll go into that. But, you know, that stick does it for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I can even look at it. It makes me present, you know, that is, you know, the earth and the tree. A mindful breath every day for yourself is a great start. And I think that's like the most profound, because in meditation, you know, you're breathing and centering. Not only does it help you mentally, it regulates your, you know, parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous systems, which, if we really want to get technical, it balances blood pressure and helps with cholesterol. So it just has a ton of benefit, from simple to, you know, way deep in. So breathing, taking time mm-hmm. to meditate, and you don't have to sit cross-legged and go, you know, mm-hmm. it can just be focusing your attention on something beautiful for a couple, you know, looking up in the sky and watching the clouds pass. You know, if that's your meditation, you know, everybody has walking, you know, listening to your feet hit the earth when you walk, and maybe counting your steps. That's meditation. That helps you center. That helps you then start paying attention to your senses, you know, hearing, seeing, mm-hmm. listening. Yeah. You guys want to share, because I know we're running out of time. Your thoughts on any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking you could do that mindfulness in whatever you're doing. I'm mm-hmm. trying to eat healthier and have my kids eat healthier, and it's something that I have to prioritize. I have time, but I just didn't want to make the time. And I find that when I'm mindful with what I'm doing, like paying attention to how you're cutting the vegetables or the colors, yep. like when you make a salad, or everything just feels better, and it's like you want to do it because you're present with it, and it changes your whole, it like kind of creates a shift where it's not
yes.
like this dreaded
yes.
activity of having to cook dinner or whatever. It becomes a lot more joyful.
Just notice. I think
exactly.
I was talking to my neighbor.
Notice, pay attention. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just start noticing,
yes.
it can really, you know, just, Bring different, instead of always reacting or doing, you start
mm-hmm.
noticing and intaking. You mm-hmm. You start receiving a little bit too. So yes, and it can be
just
you're right,
being,
cutting food.
Right, just being. Yep.
Yep.
Washing the dish. You know what I mean? Like, it's paying attention to the water. How hot is it? What does it feel like? You know, that kind of stuff. Just when you start being present with it, instead of thinking about like, oh, I just want to finish these dishes so I can move on to whatever else, it's being present with it. It makes it less boring.
Right. And as we wrap this up, the really important thing that I want to stress, I don't like the word stress, but to promote, better word, is that you start doing this every day. Do this for yourself. You know, you can make yourself happy. You and it is a practice. So the more you do these things, the more, again, it's contagious, the more you can see patterns shift in your life. But, you know, you don't need to wait for that happiness to show up in your mailbox. You know, I think I see that a lot. People think, oh, money will make me happy, or this event will have me. No, you have the power. You have the inner power. It's right there at your fingertips, and it's a process. Start simple and see where these mm-hmm. ripple effect will have in your life. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we are out of time already.
Boy.
But
goes by fast.
I challenge everybody to take a few of these tips this week and just at least take one and try to practice it this week. And thank you guys for joining. Thanks for the great conversation as always. And if anyone would like
to
be in touch or need coaches to help keep you on track or help you develop a practice in your own self-care, please look us up. That's what we're here for. So it's WNYLifeCoaching.com. Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too, all. Bye-bye.